Hello, this is Deacon John Bartolini with the Live Not Lukewarm Sunday Gospel Reflection for the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time, August 1st, 2021. And today's Gospel is from John, chapter 6, verses 24 through 35. And if you remember, in last week's Gospel, we heard about the miracle of the loaves and fish, where over 5,000 people were fed. And believe it or not, there were leftovers. Then, Jesus goes off to the mountain alone because the people wanted to try to make him king. The apostles leave the area by boat later on without Jesus. So now, in today's gospel, the people are questioning Jesus. They are looking for a sign. They want to know how Jesus can help them. Keep in mind, they're looking at Jesus and comparing him to Moses. And Moses, of course, led the Israelites out of slavery, gave them the law, and spoke to God on their behalf when they sinned or complained. The people from today's gospel are comparing the feeding of the 5,000 with the daily manna provided in the desert and wondering, what more can Jesus offer them than Moses did? The people of Israel believed that the law gave life to those who lived by it. And this means I do the things I should based on the law, and God will take care of me. But this is not what Jesus is offering. Jesus is offering something much more substantial. He offers spiritual nourishment and eternal life because he is the Son of God. When he says, "For on him the Father God has set his seal," Jesus is actually talking about himself. The seal is a sign. It is confirmation that Jesus is who he says he is, and that is the Son of God. The people then ask a very important question for all of us. What can we do to accomplish the works of God? And they are told that the work of God is to believe in the one he sent. So why is this important? Well, it's important because if we want to get to heaven, we must believe. Now, I'm not suggesting that belief is where our work ends. Actually, this is where our work begins. And since we believe as fully and as completely as our human minds are capable of believing, we will be compelled by ourselves to act. Belief drives us into action. And what do we believe about the Eucharist? We believe Jesus Christ is fully present in the host. He is there, body and blood, soul and divinity. And we come forward at Mass to receive this gift, given to us so we can become more like Jesus. With this gift, our belief grows and our actions become more Christ-like. So how do we go about receiving communion? Is it with reverence? As the host is raised and we hear the body of Christ, do we answer Amen with conviction? Do we look at the host as it is placed in our hand? This is our Savior, who has humbled himself to become food for our souls. The work of God is to believe in the one he sent. Jesus, in the host, is a gift that helps us grow in our spiritual life. When we receive Jesus in Holy Communion, we can pray as John the Baptist did, "He must increase, I must decrease." It is our reminder that life is not all about me. It is about believing in Jesus and living in such a way that it is apparent to others, not in big, showy ways, but lived out in your daily life. It is about doing seamlessly thankless tasks without complaining, offering up your pain or difficulties for someone else's benefit, showing care and concern for all people, not only those we like. It's being humble. It's being like Jesus. So please think about this week. What is one thing you can do to be more like Jesus?